Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now, here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional, episode number 788. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, to challenge you, to exhort you, and to motivate you, if you will, to simply just pray. To pray to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. To pray to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. To pray in faith, believing, and to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray, or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. They need to simply just pray. If I can encourage you to simply just pray to God in faith, believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings, dear friends. We pray based upon objective facts found in the Word of God and by faith. Our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Matthew chapter 26, verse 36, which reads, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder." Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Dr. Matthew Henry's commentary. And as only Dr. Matthew Henry can say it, observe the company he had with him when he was in this agony. He took all of the 12 disciples with him to the garden, except Judas, who was at this time otherwise employed. Though it was late in the night, near bedtime, yet they kept with him and took this walk by moonlight with him, as Elisha, who, when he was told that his master should shortly be taken from his head, declared that he would not leave him, though he led him about. So these follow the Lamb wheresoever he goes. He took only Peter and James and John with him into that corner of the garden where he suffered his agony. He left the rest at some distance perhaps at the garden door, with this charge, sit ye here, while I go and pray yonder, like that of Abraham to his young men. Genesis 22:5. Abide ye here, and I will go yonder and worship. Christ went to pray alone, though he had lately prayed with his disciples. Note, our prayers with our families must not excuse us from our secret devotions and prayers. He ordered them to sit here. We must take heed of giving any disturbance or interruption to those who retire for secret communion and prayer with God and to God. He took these three with him because they had been the witnesses of his glory in his transfiguration, and that would prepare them to be the witnesses of his agony. Those are best prepared to suffer with Christ that have by faith beheld his glory and have conversed with the glorified saints upon the holy mount. If we suffer with Christ, we shall reign with him. And if we hope to reign with him, why should we not expect to suffer with him? Our featured prayer motivator quote is from Dr. John Macduff. He said, "It is not merely the pleadings of patriarchs and prophets, apostles and martyrs, men strong in faith, giving glory to God. Neither is it the prayers enshrined and intoned in imposing ritual, rising from the great congregation amid ornate temples and borne on the wings of enchanting music, but the groan, the glance, the tear, the tremulous aspiration of smitten penitents, the various lisping of infant tongues, the unlettered petitions morning and evening of the cottage home, where the earthen floor is knelt upon, where the only altar is the altar of the lowly heart, and the sacrifice that of a broken and contrite spirit." Dear friends, my personal encouragement for you today is this. May I lovingly encourage you to pray, pray, pray. Pray for yourself, pray for your neighbor, pray for those who are already saved, pray for our government officials, pray for souls to be saved, and if perhaps you are not saved, pray and ask God to save your soul. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. God loves you more than you love yourself, and he wants to save you, so that you can begin your own prayerful relationship with him. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled Prayerlessness in the Pulpit, Part 7 from the fine book, The Weapon of Prayer, by Dr. E.M. Bounds, who is the doctor of prayer. Dr. Ian Bounds goes on to say, "In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus often speaks of prayer. It stands out prominently in his utterances on that occasion. The lesson of prayer which he taught was one of hallowing God's name, of pushing God's kingdom. We are to long for the coming of the kingdom of God. It is to be longed for and must be first in our intercourse with God. God's will must have its royal way in the hearts and wills of those who pray. The point of urgency is made by our Lord that men are to pray in earnest by asking, seeking, knocking, in order to hallow God's name, bring his will to pass, and to forward his kingdom among men. And let it be kept in mind that while this prayer lesson has to do with all men, it has a peculiar application to the ministry. For it was the 12 would-be preachers who made the request of our Lord Jesus Christ. Pardon me. Lord, teach us to pray as John also taught his disciples. So that primarily these words were spoken first to 12 men just entering upon their work as ministers. Jesus was talking, as Luke records it, to preachers. So he speaks to the preachers of this day. How he pressed these 12 men into the ministry of prayer. The present day ministry needs the same lesson to be taught them, and needs the same urgency pressing them to prayer as their habit of life. Notwithstanding all he may claim for himself, nor how many good things may be put down to his credit, a prayerless preacher will never learn well God's truth, which he is called upon to declare with all fidelity and plainness of speech. Blind and blinding still will he be if he lives a prayerless life. A prayerless ministry cannot know God's truth, and not knowing it cannot teach it to ignorant men. He who teaches us the path of prayer must first of all walk in the same path. A preacher cannot teach what he does not know. A blind leader of the blind will be the preacher who is a stranger to prayer. Prayer opens the preacher's eyes and keeps them open to the evil of sin, the peril of it, and the penalty it incurs. A blind leader leading the blind will be the vocation of him who is prayerless in his own life. Now, dear friend, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer, my oldest daughter, Danny White, who is much older now than when she helped me with this, one of our first podcasts many years ago, is the announcer. And she will provide the information for you to send in your prayer requests at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God in heaven, we praise you and we thank you once again for allowing us, Lord, to meet like this. And we thank you that this podcast is available around the world. And we thank you, Lord, for the thousands and the millions who have listened to this podcast and have been motivated and encouraged to pray down through the years. We praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your love, and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the gift of your Holy Spirit and the gift of your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And we individually and collectively, hopefully, confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of all of our sins, our transgressions, our trespasses, and our debts, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive others. Crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh, and fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit. And Lord, I do pray that you will help us to love right, live right, do right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. And deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, we pray together, as we always do each week. We pray collectively for the following over our prayer list that we pray together over every week. For this ministry, we pray for over 3 million people to come to know you as Savior through this ministry. We pray for the revival of your church. We pray for the healing of all families. We pray for the healing of this nation. We pray for your blessings and guidance for all pastors and church leaders and missionaries. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent in prayer requests. We pray for KT, help her to stay faithful to you and not engage in sexual activity. We pray for Dobson. Please provide him with the money and food he needs for the orphans and protect them all from coronavirus. We pray for Vicky. Bestow wisdom, strength, understanding, and obedience upon all government and ministry leaders. Bless and protect Pastor Evans, his family, church, and medical team. Heal Ambar completely and give her relief. Please open ears and hearts to the truth of the gospel in this time, and have this time of desperation to lead people to Jesus Christ. Open hearts to give to Joshua's ministry. Protect Joshua, his family, all the people who Critical Support Services is reaching, and all first responders. Protect all people from coronavirus who have not been affected. And give quick and strong recovery to those who have been diagnosed. Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted you in their hearts as Savior. We pray, Lord, that you would strengthen these in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that you want them to be. We pray specifically for Kobe, Jeanette, and Sundara. Now, Lord, we pray for the following people who have been saved for a while but who have recommitted their lives to you. We rejoice with them in this decision and pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Tammy, Moffitt, and Michaela. And Lord, we commit all of these souls into your hands and these issues into your hands. Let your will be done in all of our lives. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you. so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address, and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.